Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 8th. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Will moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Will scores. Ashburn scores. Altman moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Matthews, and towards Logan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Adcock. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santa. Spangler goes all the way around to score. Crandall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle has Crandall trapped. There's the throw to tap and over to Santo, who tags Crandall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from tap and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-2 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-2 in the game. Tap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo scores. Tap moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Pizarro moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by tap for a passed ball. Pizarro moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-2 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Johnny Logan. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi juggles the ball. That's an error on Bauschi. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Eddie Haas. Lee May pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Don McMahon now pitching. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tap hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.